The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The importance of well-being in the workplace has shifted significantly since the pandemic. That's according to a recent survey which found that more than two-thirds of Irish workers see hybrid or flexible work arrangements as being essential to their health and well-being. So is workplace well-being essential for all companies now? For more on this, I'm joined by Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of Future of Work. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, tell me about this. It's kind of intuitive that people feel great about only having to go in 3 days a week, and they will feel less good if they're forced to go in 5 days a week. So what's new?
Yeah, I think they're asking 1,000 people, and over 68% said they hybrid or flexible work would be key to their well-being, and they would even leave a higher paid job if they were offered hybrid working. And I think that would always be true from the point of view that if people have a choice, they're always going to choose hybrid working. I think the challenge probably is it's a bigger story around the fact that in one sense, people are saying, you know, this is what they need to be kind of have better wellness. But at the flip side, we've never had more kind of burnout at the workplace, and people never seem to be working longer or harder hours. So hybrid work by its nature doesn't always improve well-being, because people can end up working longer hours, not shorter.
Now, the idea of well-being is enhanced by not having a commute, for example, by having peace of mind as you drop your kids to school before you start your day's work in your own kitchen. You can see how a lot of people in the short term would think this is very good for me. However, there are downsides.
Yeah, I mean, the first one is, especially since COVID, a lot more people are spending time alone all day, isolated. Loneliness is on the rise. You know, we now have a culture where people leave the house with earphones in. They don't even speak to their bus driver, their barista, and that's if they're going out at all. So the lack of connection is key. We spend more time emailing and WhatsApping people, and actually tones of messages are often kind of misconstrued, which isn't good for relationships. But the last one is the biggest issue of this thing called boundary work, where we used to actually go into the workplace. And when we left work, we almost physically left the space and we came back home. Now people's work is kind of all around their house, and actually 10 o'clock at night they just look over at the files or a laptop, and suddenly their mind gets transported into the workforce or workplace again, which is very difficult not to do when you can see it there. So actually, in some ways, it was a lot easier when you had a space for work and a space not to work, and I think now they've very much kind of been combined, which isn't always good for people's well-being.
Now, the question of the kind of work that people are doing effectively at home. I remember making a call to one of these call centres. I thought I was ringing the company. I got an answer from someone who was, you know, quite efficient, but in the background, I can hear a dog barking. And that's fair enough. We know they're now working from home and they have a dog, but it doesn't exude an air of professionalism.
Yeah, I think we're probably getting a bit more used to that. I mean, 10 years ago, if I was on a video call and, you know, one of my children walked in, it was like front page news and you'd be mortified. Now it's not a big deal and people almost feel it makes it more human. But I do think it causes issues. When somebody was in a call center and there was 100 people beside them and you had an issue, and sometimes you said, if you don't know, would your colleague know? They could actually just talk to the person beside them. Now they don't have that person beside them, and they don't have that ability to learn from other people, hear other calls, and therefore realize the kind of problems that are probably going to keep happening. So there's definitely some downsides in terms of, yeah, you could argue the professionalism, but also the lack of an ability to learn on the job.
Is this hybrid working, flexible working with us forever? Because it does build in certain inequalities for those who can't do hybrid working.
Yeah,
have to be present.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But it's definitely here forever. But I think what people need to realize is, you know, as an employee, you should want to go into the workforce. The commute is the problem at certain times of the day, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't go in from 11 till 3. You as an employee will lose out massively in terms of your own long-term career development if you're not building relationships, career development, learning all those kind of soft and transversal skills. But it is absolutely here forever. And the flip side is, if employers don't think it's here forever, they're going to lose a lot of staff. So both kind of parties probably have to move position on this, because there is an idea that employers want people back to work. The reality is, we're never going to see how this works properly, I hate to say it, until after there's been a recession, because that's when we're going to see, unfortunately, people feeling they have to be back in the office to be seen.
Yeah, and also that business of I will leave this job for a lower paid job if I can't have flexible working. Suddenly there's a recession, we no longer have full employment, jobs are scarcer. people are going to go back to the workplace very quickly if that's a precondition of hanging on to their job.
Yeah, and that absolutely is true. And I also think, from a well-being point of view, you'd be much better if companies focus less on the well-being initiatives, but more the overall culture and environment of how people work. There's no point having an amazing well-being initiative in your organization if you're also being asked to work 80 hours a week and getting called on a Saturday or Sunday when you should only be working Monday to Friday. So I think companies probably have to think about this in a slightly larger scale in terms of the well-being of the employees. And I remember a lot of that well-being and a lot of reasons people come to work is the people they work with. And if they're not with those people, that's kind of harder for them to kind of understand.
Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of Future Work, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.